Welcome to the Jody Seeley Show podcast.
It's a crazy world. That's why we just do our own thing.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with my story, but I came out in country music in the early 2000s and pretty much lost everything for it. Jody has been an ally to me for many years, had me on her show, and I have a lot of respect for her, and she's a dear friend. And when she asked me to take this on and come and talk about the issues that are facing specifically the LGBTQ2+2I communities, it's kind of become my life. And I never really thought it would be, but when I came out in country music, that's sort of what went down. So yeah, I'm sort of a champion of any marginalized person. And I'm kind of at the point in my life where I will no longer tolerate people that do not think that every human on this planet has that is their inherent right to be accepted who and how they are. That's why they were put here, and that's what this is all about, people. So it's like, we got to start respecting people more and stop trying to limit people. And there's a lot of things that are we've gotten a lot further ahead in a lot of aspects, but we have a long way to go. Don't you think, Jody, we're at a changing point in humanity right now? Like, it is, people are like, no more, you know? Like, do you not agree? Like, there's 7.5 billion humans here. We're all unique entities. Who is anybody to tell any other human, as long as you're not harming somebody, what to do, who to be or what to do? Or like, it's who, what gives them the authority, you know?
Nothing. And we have to love each other. And that's what these conversations are about. And I'm so glad.
Yeah, it was the early 2000s. I was offered, I won't say the record company because I don't believe in, but it was a major, I mean, who discovered all the major country stars. It was about a $3 million record deal. And it was going through down. And then there was this, and I was, I think, 23. I got offered my first deal when I was 14, by the way. So I've been doing this my whole life. And then there was right at the last 11th hour, they're like, so you have to sign this and you can never come out of the closet. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, so I walked. And everybody was shocked. They were shocked. Because so many, and I won't mention who, some of them have come out since, but a lot of the artists sign those deals and they denounce like being gay or lesbian. And I knew, I mean, I've been, you know, was backstage at the Grand Ole Opry since, you know, the mid 90s and hanging out with everybody. And I don't know if you just saw that picture with me and Porter Wagoner. I forgot about that picture. I was like, man, that was like, my buddies, you should be wearing that. You're the gay country. I'm like, well, I'm not that. Like, I'm not that gay. But yeah, so I just,
you're like, come on now.
See them around and, you know, and so it just kept kind of trucking along. And then I found the, when I came out, after it came out, back then, you remember when you had to turn on the 6 o'clock news or get the morning paper or listen to you on the radio to find out what was going on?
Yeah.
We didn't have these phones. The gatekeepers were like, no, we're not letting you in. And I just kept going. So then I found the gay rodeo circuit and did the one in Calgary. And I don't know if you know this, but it's the second largest rodeo circuit in the world. It's huge. And so I started doing those shows. But then the gay community started wanting me to be their poster boy, which wasn't me either. And then they're like, well, you're not gay enough. And I said, pardon me? Like, seriously? Like, you guys are going to turn
on me? What does that mean?
So I just kept trucking along. And, you know, people were always telling me, you can't do that. I'm like, you just watch me. Like, I'm not a person who takes no. But I'm writing a book right now on my life, a memoir. It's called Living Through Light. And it's starting with me when I got COVID and going backwards. And there's so many things in my career that I totally forgot that I'd done And one of the funniest things is when I opened for Tammy Wynette, I was 23, yeah. I think. I walked up to her and I said, "This is the only time I'm not the queen. I'm a princess because you're the queen of country." And she started laughing her head off. And it was like, but then I had the flip side of it. Like, I won't say who the program director was, but I was doing the Basics for Babies, the JRFM. You know, they do the Christmas thing every year. And Tamara Standers, probably know Tamara. She was with Clay St. Thomas on for years. And I could hear the program manager on her cell phone saying, "Why is that effing faggot singing on a radio station?" And I was like, wow. Like, they really hated me. And I didn't know why. It was like, so I just decided that I'm just going to have to keep going. And I always looked at Katie Lang. Always. Like, she came out in 1991. And I always looked at her as a mentor from afar. And I have a lot of respect for her. And she finally is talking to me now after all these years. I was so excited the other day. She liked and replied to my tweet. I was like, she's the queen.
My God, Patrick.
Oh my. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the pride flag. And I saw that you saw I posted that thing, but I don't think a lot of people know what Gilbert Baker's intention of the pride flag was. And if you go on, I don't know if you shared it, but it's always, if you're going to support the community and you're not part of the community and you're an ally, make sure that you put the pride flag up right. So the red should always be at the top, not the purple. And you start with red is for life, orange is for healing, yellow's for sunshine, green's for nature, and blue's for harmony, and purple's for spirit. So the flag should always be like that. I don't know if you can see that or it's glaring. Or if you can see mine behind with Obama there. So you, like, you should really, because a lot of people don't know. And you see their bumper stickers, like, you know,
the wrong way.
Upside down. But there's been a lot of contention with the flag changing, and a lot of people of color and other people thought there was ethnicities involved. And the Gilbert's idea was never, it had nothing to do with ethnicity. So they're adding these brown and black to his flag. And like, for me, I'm a gay man, right? So I'm a gay man. So when I talk, I'm talking about as a gay man. I'm not trans. I'm not pansexual. I'm not asexual. I'm not non-binary. I'm learning how to help and be better allies to those people in my own community, because I think a lot of people think that when you're gay, you understand all those things. And I don't, because, like, I'm not a woman. I don't know what it's like. I can't be a woman. I couldn't tell you how to be a woman, because I'm not. Like I always say, you know, I tried to be straight for 19 years and I couldn't. I couldn't do it. And just because I'm not. I don't know. It's just, I just hope we can get to a place where we just love each other for who we are. And, you know, and let that inside, like, your radiance of yourself, there's nothing like that. You're the best you there is. And I really hope people think about words, because words hurt people. And especially in my community, the suicide rate, every 2.3 minutes, I get a young kid, and I get emails from young kids. One I'll never forget said he was in his bedroom with a gun in his mouth, and you saved my life. I heard of you. And then I realized the platform I then had, and how serious it was, and how I had to act. People, as you know, Jody, there's thousands of people that follow your page. They hang off your every word. You have to be very careful what you say, when you say it. And I take that very close to my heart, because God forbid, you know, like Drake Jensen had a guy who commented on one of his videos and he had a bad feeling. He called the Edmonton police and the guy was trying to hang himself in his apartment. Like, this is, it's, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but we got to get to, you know, there's still a lot of issues with our community and acceptance. And like your guys' provinces with, you know, they're not the most, you know, your leader is not the most open-minded guy right now. So it's,
well, and that's why I wanted to have Pride Month conversations, Patrick, is because I think people in, I think sometimes in fear of saying the wrong thing or using the wrong word, people will then choose to use none at all. And I think no words can be just as powerful and painful as accidentally using the wrong word. So I wanted to open up the platform to be like, okay, we want to be, we don't want to be performative allies. We want to be real allies, and we want to start to feel comfortable in, if people are curious. And I mean, I think sometimes people think they have to understand it. No, and I've said this on the several that is, we don't have to understand anything.
You just have to accept the person. And when you're an ally,
you just have to love
the community, what they need you to do as an ally. You don't come into a community and decide what you're going to do. And a lot of people do that, unfortunately. It's like I'm doing panels now with, you know, in the music industry with, you know, inclusion, diversity, and with the Black Lives Matter. And there's a lot of, there was a lot of angry people of color at this one for the Songwriters Association of Canada. And I started getting attacked, and I said, whoa, like, I know my lane here. I'm in country music. I've been in country music for over 20 years, and I'm still not accepted. And I said, you can't tell me that if Katie and me and Drake and the artists, and it's great, they're three Canadian country artists, took a stand, that Mickey wouldn't be hosting those Academy of Country Music Awards as a Black woman. It was in the name of equality overall. And it's, you know, like now, Jody, I don't know if you know this, but the Canadian Country Music Association has slapped us in the face. They're doing the first Pride, and they didn't invite Katie, me, or Drake Jensen, who basically opened the doors. And it's, you know, and like, it's not nice. And your own community does that to you sometimes. And you're like, I had a president of the Pride tell me this year she can't hire me because I'm white. I'm like, what? But there's so much contention right now, right? And I don't know how to fix it, but I just said, like you said, I said, listen, I'm here to learn how to be a better ally for you. So you need to let me know what I need to do to help you, because I don't get stopped. I don't get pulled over by the police. I don't get told no, but I still am marginalized as a gay man in society, but I'm still Caucasian. Right? And it's a difficult thing to understand, but I think it's all very similar. It's all people aren't being treated equal, period. And every human deserves.
Well, and I think that my sort of thought in it is that with change comes sometimes large pendulum swings, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're kind of in this swing where we're going way over this way. So now it's where you don't have the right color of skin to be hired for said gig because of whatever. It's because the pendulum has swung over here. And if we could come back a bit and just be like, what is somebody's heart? What is somebody's soul? And love them regardless of any other piece and move forward that way. But you kind of have to swing.
Well, yeah, you do
over to come back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But it's, you know, that's the whole point of it, is that it's that bad that, you know, like I, even with the First Nations, I mean, we grew up a lot on the Squamish Nation because my uncle was married to a First Nations woman. She had three daughters. And I remember how horrendous it was back then. And I was like, wow, this isn't normal. Like, well, how come these people are being forced to live like this? And I'll tell you, when Sam died and my cousin Ginger, I'll never forget that scream in the church. And that's what happened. So it's now the time, like, even, you know, I've been a liberal for years, but like, it's been 4 years since the, you know, that inquiry has been done. Nothing's been done. They need to get going on this, and they need to get these things done now. Yeah. It's, you know, and it's the same thing with, you know, our community. Like, you know, like, you know, like, do you know that there's still, I've been petitioned in Alberta as well. There's still conversion therapy on the books. It's legal. Did you know that?
No.
And it's still there. And then when those nine MPs, conservative MPs, stand up and vote against it, that is unacceptable. You know, that kind of stuff. There's no conversation anymore about gay rights or women's rights or Muslims. Or, like, those conversations are done in this country. And the social conservative, and I'm going to use the term wing nuts, need to back off and get off. They need to step off, because they're not, they're full of hate and bigotry. None of their things are based on facts. And you want to talk about being Christian. Well, Jesus only ever judged hypocrites and Pharisees. So when you're not perfect and you're judging, I don't know what book you were reading, but Jesus was probably the grand marshal of my parade. I'll tell you that much. Like,
absolutely, you know. He is. Well, thank you so much. Have an amazing rest of your Friday.
Thank you for listening to the Jody Seeley Show podcast. This has been a Limelight Audio and Media production.